In the past, we've actually mentioned that the Minchas Chinuch in many of the mitzvahs has a concept of who would be mechuyev in that specific mitzvah. He also created specific personalities, specific characters for these situations, a half Kohen and a half Goy, half Kohen, half Yisrael, and stuff like that. Would they mechuyev in that mitzvah? Because he discusses in general who is mechuyev in each mitzvah. As well, we had a couple weeks ago, the question on Goyim. Are Goyim mechuyev in the mitzvah of Mesis? That means an instigator. Are they instigating for Avodah Zarah, which of course a Jew is one of the 613 commandments, prohibitions? The question, would a Goyim be mechuyev? This week's parasha, we have the same idea being applied. The pasuk tells us that one of the obligations to a Jewish dayan, that's for sure because the Torah is written to the Jews, is that lo yiseguru, he is not to be afraid of any person. Simple case, the chinuch explains, Sefer HaChinuch explains, two situations. One is when a person comes in front of you and you're afraid of him, he's a bully, a bullion, and you don't want to rule against him. The judge has to know he must rule correctly according to what he sees, according to what the truth is, and not be afraid of the bully. If he does so, then he violates this rule as well. What about if the bully comes to you and he says he wants you to be a judge on the case and you don't want to be a judge on the case? So the chinuch says that before you are officially a judge, before the case starts, or before you know what's going to happen in the exact case, you're allowed to step away and step aside and say, I don't want to take this case. But once you're at a certain point in the case and you realize where the case is going, and now you're afraid to rule against the bully, you cannot step aside from the case, because if you step aside, that would be violating this rule. Loi seguru mipnei ish. Now, Minchas Chinuch adds on, interestingly, that a non-Jew, non-Jewish judge probably, is obligated in this mitzvah. Means one of the seven mitzvahs are called dinim. The Rambam says dinim at the set of judges, and the Ramban learns that it's not the set of judges, but to have a system in place, not the setting up of the judges, but to have a system in place. A non-Jewish judge who would be faced with a bully as one of the litigants would be obligated to judge fairly and or not step away. The question is that there is an open Ramban al HaTorah, which the Minchas Chinuch happens to quote right before this, that states that there's Yerushalmi that says that Goyim are not obligated in the mitzvah of Lo Yiseguru. It's only a tesefes, an extra obligation to the Jewish person. So the obvious question becomes in the Minchas Chinuch, how can the Minchas Chinuch say Goyim are mechuyev, while he's quoting Ramban, by the way, and that same Ramban says Goyim are not mechuyev. So simple first, what is the argument based on? Are Goyim or not mechuyev in this thing? So one answer that's brought down is very interesting, that the Chinuch himself said there are two parts to this mitzvah. The first one is to rule falsely because you're afraid of the wealthy guy. To rule falsely friends together the wealthy guy, you can't do that because that's like a guru. And also, before the court case begins, when you want to step away from the case, which you can't do at a certain point in the case, prior to the case, you can't step away. And they want to answer that the difference between the Minchas Chinuch and the Ramban. They're not arguing with each other. Minchas Chinuch quoted the Ramban. They agree with each other. They are talking about two different aspects of the case. A goy, obviously, is obligated not to rule falsely based on his fear. That's what Minchas Chinuch is saying. While the Ramban is quoting Yerushalmi, saying that, but when it comes to be fearful, one is allowed to step away. A goyish judge would not be obligated in Lysa Guru. He would be allowed to be a step away from a court case, even at one point in the case. That's what it seems to say. And that would be a answer to explain the Ramban and the Sefer Minchas Chinuch. Happens to be that this answer will not be in agreeable with Rav Shach's Shita. Rav Shach, in two places, but one place is Sanhedrin, Perakim HaLachaches, says that although it seems that a guy would be mechuyev according to the Minchas Chinuch, he quotes the Minchas Chinuch as saying a guy is mechuyev in the prohibition of Lo Yiseguru, don't be afraid, don't back away. He says you should know that the timestamp is going to be different for a guy and for a Jew, which means, according to a Jew, he says obviously, as we said before, when a Jew becomes a judge at a certain point in the case, he's now classified as a judge, he's not allowed to recuse himself from the situation. When they approach him, can we be judge in front of you? He's allowed to step away. As the case is beginning, but it's not too far down the list, a Jewish judge can step away if he's afraid of the person. That's not called a judge yet being afraid of a person. But Rav Shach says that when it comes to a goy being obligated in this mitzvah, he says a goy's timing is not like the Jewish timing. Why? A goy is mechuyev to immediately take the case. Rav Shach explains on a different reason he's going into. He says that by goyim, there is no mitzvah to appoint a judge. By Judaism, by Jews, we have a mitzvah to appoint a judge. By goyim, the mitzvah is that there should be a functioning society. A functioning society says, even that's why it's even a dayan echad could judge goyim, like we spoke about a couple weeks ago. A dayan echad, even one witness. So he says, what does that mean? That means every person has an obligation to the goyish society to make sure society runs. He says that means as soon as a person sees an event, or as soon as a person is involved in any level whatsoever, the obligation begins right away. So a Jewish judge is at a certain point in the case when it happens, but a goyish judge begins immediately. So that would mean that he can't answering the Minchas Chinuch's contradiction to the Ramban. Because the original answer we wanted to give that someone said was what? That a guy is not mechuyev in leisegur at all. He's only mechuyev not to rule falsely. But here the Rav Shach is saying that a guy, what do you mean not mechuyev in leisegur? He's not mechuyev in the same timing as leisegur. But avad he's mechuyev in leisegur, meaning he must immediately get involved at all. Now, Rav Shach at the end of his statement says that, by the way, you should know that a guy is not mechuyev in leisegur to judge the case right away because of the lav of leisegur. He says, no, he's judged because society has to run. That's part of the case of dinim. Because of dinim, he must run the case, but not a leisegur, which is very strange. What's the difference why a guy is mechuyev to judge a case properly? Who cares if it's because of leisegur or because of dinim? Goyim have an halacha, azirasan zumisasan, where everything they do wrong, they're mechuyev automatically. So I want to go on an interesting question, my own. The halacha before this, in general, is you're not allowed to bribe a judge. Rashi says, Gemara says, halacha the Rambam rules that a judge cannot take a bribe even to judge correctly. Even to judge correctly. If he takes a bribe, he violates the mitzvah. I have a question now. What happens if a judge, Jew or Goy right now, a judge is fearful of the client in front of him, and he makes a statement to himself in his head as the trial goes on, no matter what happens, he's going to judge in favor of the bullion, no matter what. And as the trial is going on, he listens to the evidence, and it seems like the bullion is correct. He happens to be, even though he's a bad person in general, he's a scary person, happens to be in this case he was right, and the judge decides to rule in favor of this person. Did he violate leisegur? Again, when it comes to taking a bribe, a person automatically violates not taking a bribe, even if he judges correctly. Even if he does honestly, he judges correctly, he still violates the taking of the bribe. What about leisegur? Don't be afraid. Obviously, if a person is going to be afraid, there's going to be an issue. If he overcomes that fear and judges against the bullion, he wasn't afraid. He overcame his fear. If he goes with the bullion and he judges wrong, then it also violates the concept of judging falsely. What about when he judges, he is afraid, but he judges like the bullion? So it could be that would be a difference. Maybe. A Jewish person is obligated not to guru at all. Never, ever be afraid. Even if you judge it correctly, you're going to violate the issue. What happens by a goy in this case? If a goy might not have leisa guru. A goy has to judge favorably. Judge has to judge honestly. You must come out with the right case. Don't be afraid and don't do it wrong. If you do it right and you get lucky, Rav Shach is saying there's no leisa guru. No, but you have an issue of judging it correctly. In this case, you did judge it correctly.